Okay. This is Dhammeshwar Mahaprabhu's second initiation. Okay. Now, aside from the prasadam thread that I gave you, which is from Balarama, and I used it, you know, and then we're whitening it up, there's the other thread. Now, the way with the threads, there are three, there are nine strands. Why nine? Six are for Brahmins, and three more. They use three more. What is the other three for? When you, if you ever have to go in front of the Supreme Lord without a chadar, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Shivananda Sen's son came to Gauranga to complain about Nityananda kicking his father in the belly, cursing that we'll all die, all of us, Shivananda Sen's son should die, then he ran ahead of the party and ran to Gauranga, and he went in front of Gauranga without his chadar. In the purport there, it says that if you go in front of the Supreme Lord without a chadar, you, according to Smartavichar, and it's also probably quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, you become a leper for seven births. To stop from that curse, because sometimes your chadar falls off or sometimes you don't have it and you go in front of the Supreme Lord. Probably it is also you go in front of the Supreme Lord is due to familiarity. You know, after sometimes you just love your deity and your deity loves you and you're just part of the family. The whole idea of initiation means that you've joined a chuta gotra. It means you're part of Krishna's family. You see? So Krishna in Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Krishna accepts you just as good as he himself at the time of initiation. So the third strand is in case in any emergency your chadar falls off, the third strand acts as your chadar. And this is why they use nine threads. This is why. So, okay. So there's nine threads. This is prasadam from Nityananda Prabhu today. This is Nityananda Prabhu's prasadam. Nityananda Prabhu is the Harinam Pracharak who gave so much mercy to everyone. So this is his prasadam. This is Nityananda Prabhu's prasadam. And this one here is all tangled up. You got to untangle it, okay? And put it. Now, so let's untangle it, I suppose. Let me untangle it. Where is it now? It's tangled up. Try to untangle this. Let's see. Let's try to untangle it up. Now I'll explain. Okay? The first line of Gayatri is... is Savitri Gayatri. It is to the sun. It is the traditional Brahma. It's called the Brahma Gayatri, and it is to the sun. But actually, we're meditating on the Lord Surya Narayana, the Supreme Lord, as Surya Narayana, in the form of the sun. There's Om Deya Sada Savitra Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana Sarasijaha Sanavishtaha Teyura Vankanaka Kundala Kiriti Hari Ramaya Vrapur Drita Shankar Chakraha. It's mentioned in the fifth canto that the one meditate on the Supreme Personality of God at Narayana and the sun, you know? And it mentions this is the mantra for meditating on him within the sun. And of course, Krishna is sarva avatar, and Gauranga is avatar. Gauranga is your Ishtadeva, then you meditate on him when you chant the first line. Because he's avatar avatari. And or you worship Giriraj, you'll meditate on Giriraj as avatar avatari, you know, like that. You meditate on your deity in the sun, okay? Mm-hmm. And like that. So then that's the first Gayatri. The first Gayatri. Om Bhur Bhuva Sva Tatsavat Svar Tatsavatur Varanyam Bargo Devisidimihi Dyoyo Nakpachodya. Now, this Gayatri, the ordinary Gayatri paper, I didn't print it out, and that's my mistake. But I'm sure you can.
Do you have it in electronic form?
Perhaps. I'll look, I don't know. If not, you can get the shloka from... Okay, now remove your chadar.
Both?
Yeah, you have to remove these both chadars because in your bead bag, because I have to put it around... I have to drape it around your shoulders. It's my job to do that. Okay, all right. Yeah. Now, put that there inside. Okay, now, to keep it from falling off, sometimes the Brahmins hold it like this, around, you see? Mm-hmm. When you go to the bathroom... you can wrap it around your ear like this, because this ear is supposed to be the most purest thing, and the ear will stop this from becoming contaminated, from passing stool or passing urine like that. If it becomes contaminated by blood or contaminated by that, then you can change it. Now, when you change it, you put the new thread over the top of the old thread, and you chant the Gayatri Mantra with both, and remove the old thread. In my case, I'm giving it to you as a dakshina, because I changed my thread today in Ekadasi, when I stole the deity's thread, with the permission of the pujaris. Then, so I took the old one off, and I put the new one on over the old one, and I took the old one off. Now, what do you do with the old one? The old thread, you burn it, or you bury it in the ground, or you throw it in a sacred river. This is what you do with old threads. Old threads break. If you're in an emergency or on Sankirtan, and if the threads break, you can tie it together and keep the broken threads together temporarily. But ultimately, you're going to have to change it. Now, there is a way to manufacture your threads. If you run out of threads, you actually take an ordinary thread and you wrap it across your knees like this, and you wrap it across your knees three times, and then you make it a slip knot, and you knot it, and you're actually making that knot on the top. Mm-hmm. You're putting three strands like that, and you knot it together, and then you make another three strands and knot it together, the same, holding your knees the same length, so that all the threads are the same, and you make another third one as said, and you tie it together, and then you have it. You know, you can actually manufacture your own threads too. These are in the market. In the market, they're generally in bundles of 20, and they're six, which means that if you want nine threads, you have to take one and a half of the bundle and put it together like that. Means you'll have 15 threads. Instead of 20 threads, you're going to have five less. You're going to take one and a half, so it's going to be like five less. You know, it'll make 15, six threads instead of 26 threads, you know? Something like that. Okay, now, in between, I gave you those mantras. Now that you're a second initiated, you may distribute that to any second initiated devotee. They're optional. If you're in a hurry and you have no time to chant them, then you can avoid them. They're optional. They are chanted by when you chant Gayatri, you have to wrap your thumb around it. That's how it goes. Now, what Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj taught Bodhayan Maharaj, Prabhupada and Iskand chant is you have 10 spots. That's the normal Gayatri. Mm-hmm. It's here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he gave two more, which he learned from Bhakti Siddhanta. Why two? He said, one for Gayatri Devi and one for you, in case you did not concentrate. So then the counting goes from here, from this thumb, from here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're chanting each Gayatri.
This one.
Right. Correct. Right. Then in between each one, you fold your hands like this. And you should chant. When you chant the Gayatri, you're supposed to cover. This is called Bija Akshara. You're covering the Bija. Otherwise, if you chant open, like sometimes you see Puttas or Prabhupada chanting Gayatri open, if you chant Gayatri open, the demigods are supposed to take your mantra. This is also the same reason why Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to cover his beads with a chadar and not let his beads be seen by anyone. Because if your beads are seen by others, then the mantras are taken by the demigods. This case, so this is why when they chant Gayatri, they covered. Never with the lower cloth. The lower cloth is jutta. Goes in the lower body. It's considered contaminated. It would be the Uttariya Vastra, the top cloth. Your shirt, your chadar, or like that, and you hold it like this when you chant Gayatri. Now, when you finish the first line of Gayatri, then you can hold this. And you chant that mantra, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hetaya Cha Jagarataya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo, once, as a pranama to Savitri, to the Brahma Gayatri. Okay? Then again you fold your things and then you chant Guru Gayatri. Okay?
How many times?
You're chanting the Guru Gayatri. Each Gayatri you're chanting at the 12th. Okay? In this case, the Guru Gayatri, then you're chanting the Bija Mantra, Ayin Gurave Nama. So it would be Ayin Gurave Nama, 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 Ayin Gurave Nama. You're chanting it 12 times. That's the Bija Mantra. It's the Bija Mantra is Ang and Gurave and Namaha. And you meditate on the spiritual master. Then you chant the Guru Gayatri. Ayin Guru Devaya Vidmahi Krishna Anandaya Dhimahi Tanno Guru Prachodayat. The idea of it is that I worship my spiritual master, who I try to understand my spiritual master, who enlivens me, and I try to meditate on the happiness of Krishna that he obtains, which enlivens me so. You know? Then you chant that the 12 times. Okay? Then afterwards, as Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj told Bhakti Buddhayan Maharaj, which he got from Bhakti Siddhanta, that you chant Guru Pranam Mantra, and then you'll chant Prabhupada's Pranam Mantra, then you chant Bhakti Siddhanta's Pranam Mantra, Gorkhashore's Pranam Mantra, and Bhakti Vinod's Pranam Mantra, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's Pranam Mantra, then you chant Manchakalpadru Bishak, this is standard Vaishnava mantra, Manchakalpadru Vaishnava Pranama. Then you'll say Chari Vaishnava Sampradaya Acharya Vrindaki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai. That's the end of that. Okay? Those mantras in between are pranam to the Guru Parampara, and it just help you focus. Then, if you're by yourself and you're sleepy, like I said, you can do Ucharana, you can chant loudly. Then again, you put the wrapped finger around your thumb and you chant Gaura Gayatri. That's Klim Gauraya Nama 12 times again. Klim Gauraya Nama, 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 Klim Gauraya Nama. I offer, Klim is the Bija Mantra, and I offer my respectful obeisances to Gauranga. Okay? Then you chant 12 times the Gaura Gayatri. Klim Gauraya Vidmahi Vishvambaraya Dhimahi Tanno Gaura Prachodayat. Who wrote that Gaura Gayatri for the first time? Can't say. But it's coming down in parampara. I do not know who. Dvaitacharya, or who composed it for the first time? I cannot say. Klim Gauraya Vidmahi. Try to understand Lord Chaitanya. Vishvambarai, who is the maintainer of the universe. Dimi, I meditate on he who is the maintainer of the universe. Tannaha, who? Tam, him. Naha, unto us. Prachodayat, who enlivens us, you know? By meditating on him, who enlivens us. So then we chant that, right? Kam chaitanaya vidmihi vishvambarai dimidanda gaura bajori. Kam chaitanaya vidmihi vishvambarai dimidanda gaura bajori. Kam chaitanaya vidmihi vishvambarai dimidanda gaura bajori. Vishvambarai dimidanda gaura bajori. Kam chaitanaya vidmihi vishvambarai dimidanda gaura bajori. Here, you just go put your finger there and go like that. You see how it is? This is you're twisting it like this. So you just go like this. You're chanting Gayatri and then you just put your thumb on your side in the middle of it. Right? And you put your thumb in the middle of it and you release that and go like this. And fold into Pranam Mudra. Now you chant the Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pratayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Drishe Namo Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vyadavachchavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasaparaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Now, I'm a Krishna Balaram Upasaka. So when you're worshipping Krishna Balaram like I am in the morning, then you can chant Balarama Gayatri. To chant Balarama Gayatri from Gaura Gayatri, I have to meditate on Nittai. And then because Nityananda is not different from Balarama, immediately after I meditate on Nittai, I chant Balarama Gayatri. That's if you do Balarama Seva. Whatever seva you're doing, Radha Krishna seva, then there'll be a Radha Gayatri, right? Like this. Or if you're worshipping Giriraj, there's a Krishna Gayatri if you're worshipping him as Krishna. It depends who you're worshipping the Giriraj as. You know? I'd be interested like that. In Radharaman Gero, after Radharaman became Prakat, then they took a Govardhan Shila, put it with the Shalagram Shilas, the other 11, and worshipped them all as Dwadasha Gopalas. So I'm wondering, if you're worshipping all the Shalagrams as Dwadasha Gopalas, what kind of Gayatri do you chant at the end of them? After that, if they worship, I have no idea. Anyway, that gives you the idea, right? So I'll chant Nityananda. Aham Nomi Sarbananda Karam Param Harinama Param Devim Avaduta Saramanim. Then, after I meditate on Nityananda, then I'll chant Balaram Gayatri. And I got that from Tripurari Swami, who got it from Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. Klim Klim Baladevaya Vidmihi Sankarshanaya Dimihi Tanno Bala Pachodayat. That's the Balaram Gayatri. So I'll chant that 12 times. Then at the end, because I have to chant a pranam mantra in between it, right? Then I'll chant that mantra from Praya Bhakti Rasarnava. Shuddha Shvatika Shankasam Raktam Puja Dalekshanam Rohini Tanayam Ramam Kamapalam Bhajamyam. One pranam mantra glorifying. I could chant any mantra, to tell you frankly, to give pranama to Balarama, okay? But that's the one I chose because I liked it. He did not give me a mantra from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for Balaram pranam mantra. Okay. Because generally most devotees don't worship Balarama. If you're worshiping Gornatai, there is another mantra for Nityananda. Another Gayatri mantra for Nityananda. There's a Gayatri mantra for I use a Gaura Gayatri, and they have another mantra, Gayatri, for Nityananda, if you're worshipping Gaura Natai. Then there is the Gopal mantra, which, as I said, it brings you to the realm of Vrindavan. After worshipping Lord Chaitanya, then he gives you Pravesh, the entrance to Vrindavan. So then we chant the Gopal mantra. It's worshipping Krishna and Balarama as the one who sports in the forest of Vrindavan with the coward boys. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. I worship him who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Govinda, who is the rise of the pleasure of the mind, of the senses, and the senses, the mind, and the intelligence. Go. Cows, land, and senses. Om Klim Gopi Jana Vallabhaya. Om Klim Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. Then, but I was told that the Gopal mantra includes the coward boys there. But evidently, Klim Gopi Jana Vallabhaya, Gopi Jana, is referring to those who are on the same league as the gopis, the Gopi Janas. So it's either gopis or they're Priyanarmasakas. They're the gopis, also called Gopi Janas, those who are with the gopis. Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. Then, The last gayatri is the kama. The sixth gayatri, seventh gayatri is the kama. First is savitri. Then you have guru gayatri. Then you have gaura gayatri. And then you have the Bija Mantra for Guru and the Guru Gayatri, and then you have the Bija Mantra from Gauranga and then the Guru Gayatri, so that's five. And then you have, if you worship Balaram, you have two more, you have one more. And Guru Krishna, then there's the Kama Gayatri. The Kama Gayatri, which is the sixth.
Angapal?
Gauranga Gayatri, then Gopal Gayatri, yeah, six and seven, right. So Gopal Gayatri, Gopal Mantra is the sixth, and then the Kama Gayatri is the seventh, right. So, okay, so the Kama Gayatri, then Klim Kamadevaya, Kamadeva, his worship is the Lord who is the awarder of transcendental desire. Vidmihi, try to know. Krishnanandaya dimihi, I meditate on him that increases our Krishnanandaya dimitanno. Kamadevaya vidmihi. Pushpabhanaya dimihi. Kamadevaya vidmihi. Pushpabhanaya dimihi. Who has arrows of flowers? Pushpabhanaya dimihi. Christ's little Kamadeva, the Cupid, that invokes lusty desires in the hearts of the gopis, amorous desires in the hearts of the gopis, whose glances, furtive glances, are like arrows of flowers. Pushpabhanaya dimihi. Meditate on those the flower arrows. Pushpabhanaya dimihi. Tanno ananga prachodayat. I worship that transcendental Cupid, Krishna. So the 24 and a half moons of Krishna's transcendental body. You meditate on those transcendental limbs of Krishna when you chant that Gayatri. Then, at the end of that Gayatri is, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantarada Kantanamosate. Then, Pranama to the Gautam to Vrindavaneshwari Shri Radha. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Then the mantra, Bhakti Pramod Purnamaraj gave this mantra, I never heard it before, where it's from. Om Yam Shama Sundaram Krishna Radha Lingit Vigraham Isodanandanam Nomi Sri Gopi Janavalabham. Then you chant Jayad. Sambandha Abhidayan Prayojana mantras from Mangalacharana. Jayatam Surato Bangor Mamamanda Matiragati Matsarva Shrapadam Bhujo. Radha Marina Mohano. Tivyad Vrindaranya Kobudramadat Shiman Ranagara Samasana Sto Shiman Radha Srila Govinda Deva Prastala Bisevi Mano Smarami. Sriman Rasa Rasaram Vibam Sivata Takshtatam. Karshan Venus Vanir Gopir Gopinatha Sestuna. It's like this, okay? Then you offer pranam to the spiritual master, and you're done. Now, some aspects about Gayatri. Sandhya, three sandhya is three times. So it is actually 45 minutes before or 45 minutes after sunrise. I've heard people say one muhurtam, 24 minutes. I'm yet to see the Sanskrit pramanam. Some people say 45 minutes before and 45 minutes after. Some people say 20 minutes before and 20 minutes after. The idea of it is that there is some leeway for the sandhya, for the appearance of the morning sandhya. Now, maximum, you can chant the first line of Gayatri as early as when they get up and take their bath. Some people do that right away after they put their tilak on because they don't want to forget it. Like that. And if you're late, then they chant the first line. The latest is about 8:30 in the morning. The idea, after 9 o'clock, morning is finished. Prabhati, morning is done by 9 o'clock. You're supposed to chant Prabhati bhajan, Prabhati melody, until 9 o'clock. Ultimately, though, this one, many Iskand devotees don't do it. I figured out how to chant Guru Puja Kirtan, Narottam's Guru Puja Kirtan, and Prabhati. Sometimes I do. Like that. After 9 o'clock, Prabhat, morning is over. So there's no chance of chanting morning Gayatri. If you haven't got time to do it in the morning, you can chant 2 at noon. Or Mukunda Dutta said, if you don't have time to chant the noon Gayatri, you can chant 2 in the morning. You know, one for the noon Gayatri also. Like that. If you missed it at noon, as like we said, 45 minutes before or 25 minutes before or after the sandhya or after noon, either one, they have that gap. You have at least a 2-hour gap. But I've seen Brahmins in practice, you know, like Arjun Maharaj, if they have an urgent meeting or something, sometimes they chant their Gayatri at 2 in the afternoon. I never saw a Sanskrit pramanam as to how late you can chant it permissibly. If you miss your noon Gayatri, sometimes they'll chant 2 at night, you know, to cover it up. If you can chant it, it's very enlivening. Go ahead and if you can chant then between 11:30 and 12:30 or so, if you can manage it. 11:15. It basically means 11:15 to 12:45. You know? In that window. You've got. In the morning hours, they'll chant, after Sambandhavi Day and Prayojana is over, they'll chant Pranam Mantra to Tulsi Devi, Om Vrindai Tulsi Devi Praya Geshwasita Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya Devi Satyapatyana Munama. Then they'll chant mantras. Om Govind, like you're pretending like you're bathing Tulsi mentally. Om Govind Devala Bham Devim Bhakti Chaitanya Karanam Snapiyami Jagat Dattram Krishna Bhakti Pradayanam. It's stated in the Archana Sambandha book, but I have no idea where that mantra's come from, to tell you frankly. But it's well known and well used for Tulsi Devi. Okay? Then, 1 hour's pranam to a spiritual master, and you're over. You know? Like that. So, then, like I said, in emergencies, if the thread breaks, you can tie it together until you can change it. Till you get another thread, till you get home, until you can try another thread. If it bloodies, the thread is contaminated, has to be replaced. Okay?
If the blood goes on the thread?
Huh?
If the blood touches the thread, right?
Yes. The blood touches the thread is contaminated, you have to change it. See? If the thread breaks, you know, then you're supposed to change it. Now, when you change it, just like Prabhupada said, if you lose your beads, the same benefit, if you break your thread, then you put another thread on and chant it with both together, you'll have the same potency. The same way, if you lose the gift of the spiritual master, the japa beads, somehow or another, any other set of japa beads you chant on will have the same potency, he said. Like, when I chanted on these beads, I didn't have anybody chant on them because spiritual master said the same potency that was awarded at initiation would be there. You know, with the beads. Like that. That's basically it. In my case, because I'm a sannyasi, then at the end of the Kama Gayatri, then I'll chant the sannyas mantra and offer pranams after that. Then after I do that, meditating on the gopis, meditating on the coward boys, meditating on the manjaris, then my favorite shloka, which is on my heart, from Bhojnivanna Kalidas, I chant it. Then after that is over, then I chant the famous Etamsastaya Paratmanistam shloka for sannyasis, which is the mantra of the Avanti Brahmana, spoken in 11th canto. So I chant that, which is recommended, Gauranga recommended to be chanted by the sannyasis. So that mantra, there, it's printed and well known in the Bhagavatam. Etam sastaya paramanastam adyasita purvatar maharshi bhi aham tarasyami dharantaparam tamamokundam inashevaya. Like that. So it's very nice. Then I offer obeisance as the spiritual master, and you're done with the Gayatri. How much do these extra mantras take? It takes about 5 minutes extra. But generally your consciousness is very clear. If you have a tendency to fall asleep, not when you do this. When you chant those mantras every time. So if your mind is peaceful, it's like Manasik Seva. Sanatan Pad says in Brihad Bhagavad Tapato that Harinam is the process for everyone. If you want to do Manasik Seva, you have to have a peaceful mind to do it. If you have no peaceful mind, you can't do it. So I noticed that sometimes when I was rushed for time or something and I couldn't do Manasik Seva with a peaceful mind, either you put it off to a later time in the day when you can have a peaceful mind, or you delegate your responsibilities that was underpinning your anxiety, you know, so that you're freed up from anxiety so that you can chant, do your Manasik Seva. You know, it's like you have to make some adjustments. Like that. Pretty interesting. I remember, when I gave Ujjala as initiation, I gave it in Vrindavan. I gave it in Vrindavan in front of him, Vrindadevi, because his Bhakti Shastri results exams had not yet come. So I was ambivalent about it, so I gave him the first initiation in front of Vrindadevi. Chanted on his bees and gave him his name and his mantra, you know, like that in the Harinam. Then, at 3 days later, when his results were announced, then I called him and gave him a thread. It was like just the day before he left. And he left to go back to Russia. And so I commented to him that after my first initiation, I felt very close to my spiritual master. But second initiation means to go closer to the mood and the heart of the spiritual master. So I remember at that time, and I did not get a chance to. I got my first initiation unofficially in Golden Gate Park on July 9th. Maybe it was July 9th, 1975, first initiation. And until. It was 74. Yeah. It was July. July 9th, 1974, when I got my first initiation. I'd been in the movement for a year, slightly more over a year. I got my first initiation. Kamal Krishnamurti and Vishnujan arranged my first initiation along with Lakshmi Nrisimha and Radharaman at that time in our party. And I took initiation from them. And Prabhupada said, so a yajna can be sat in when it is available. And Lakshmi Nrisimha happened to be in Los Angeles 4 months later when Prabhupada arrived, so he sat in his yajna then. And I didn't sit in a yajna for a day and a year later until my second initiation. At July 9th, or July 10th, of 1975, when I got my second initiation at the time of the fire sacrifice, Tamal Krishna Maharaj had recommended so many devotees for first initiation, and he asked Prabhupada what the qualities of first initiation. Prabhupada said if they were steady, if they were faithful, if they showed dependability in the party and like that, then they could. So Tamal recommended some people for Prabhupada to initiate that had only been in the movement for some days clearly. So after Prabhupada initiated all of them on Tamal Krishna Maharaj's recommendation, then after a month later, about 80 devotees left of the devotees that got initiated, over 120 or something. And Tamal was so mortified by that he never did that again. You know, he never initiated them so quickly. You know, we had people wait for a long time, test their sincerity with a counselor and like that before they gave them. I happened to be in that yajna in Chicago when he initiated those 80 people that were freshies, brand new people. So I got my second initiation. Me, Hasigrami, and Lakshmi Nrisimha got it. And Prabhupada was only about 2 blocks down the street. It was Chicago Rathiatra in 1975. We came up from St. Louis. I remember it well, because I was one of the cooks, and I cooked like 5,000 globjamans for that Rathiatra, and of which a lot of them were not eaten and distributed, so we took about half of them back to St. Louis, which we all distributed ourselves. And a program after we got back, it was done by Tripuri, and I'll never forget it, because I knew I was in on it. Therefore, I didn't attend it. Therefore, I went out the back door and went out to St. Louis University to finish my rounds. Cooks were always perpetually, having leftover rounds. Yet I never forgot that my second initiation was informal. That I did not sit in a yagya until a day and a year later, from my first initiation, July 9th, 74, to July 10th of 75, like that. And I didn't sit in a yagya, so I had a year and a day later, my first initiation, when I sat in a yagya. So that because of that, in an emergency situation, there was no yagya being done. Mukundadatta said, so I couldn't give it to Ujjwala, so I told him, sit in a yagya when you can. And he didn't until Naranjan Maharaj's Vyas Puja was there, when they initiated a bunch of people, about 37 people or something. So we stayed and sat in that yagya. When I went on Sunday, that was a Sunday, it was Sunday the 10th in January, and I went to the temple, stayed the night in the temple, and gave the Sunday feast lecture in Kiev, because what should I stay for the yagya for? You know? In Kiev. That was my understanding. Okay? Then, Brahmana initiation means to go closer to the heart. It also means, for many devotees, a person who is preaching. This is why I insisted on Bhakti Shastri, because it proves that somebody knows the Shastra, that they're able to give. A Brahmana means just like a Kshatriya will not refuse to fight to somebody who's qualified who begs it. In the same way, a Brahmana generally will not refuse to give a class if he's asked to. Of course, you would like to prepare for the class, you know, but sometimes whatever you've memorized, that's your preparation, and you're depending on Krishna. So most of the time, you know, like sometimes you can refuse to give a class if they have somebody back, but otherwise you give it, you know. If you have to give a class, you give it. You don't refuse not to give the class. Mostly you do it. So that's the idea. Now, nighttime, the sandhyam, just like in Moscow and Russia, the sandhyam was like 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon, the sun went down. So you could chant your guide there. It depends on the global situation. Here the sun hits the bricks about 6:30. You know, in the summertime, it's going to hit the bricks about 8:30. 7:30, 8:30 before it hits the bricks, the sun goes suryasta. Like that. So, generally at the sandhya, when the sun rises, so sometimes devotees, the sun will not rise till after Mangalarti, in a way. So some devotees, they will just not chant their gayatri. They'll wake up and they'll chant their beads on their beads. And then they'll attend the Mangalarti in the program, and then they'll still chant in their beads until the guide, until the sun comes up. When the sun comes up, they'll chant their gayatri. But other people, they just run right after Mangalarti, they'll chant, or sometimes right after their bath, they'll chant, because they want to keep regulated, and that's part of their regulation. So that's the idea. So, sandhya, the last one, Shayana sandhya. So that last one, you can chant that right at the nightfall. Have the window 20 minutes before, 20 minutes after, like that. Or some people say 45 minutes before, 40 minutes after. Some people said either 30 minutes before or 30 minutes after. Be interesting to see if Hari Bhakti Vilas actually has a pramana, you know, on that, literally. So, some devotees, they space it out. The bottom line is before you sleep. Before you sleep, you should remember, oh, I didn't chant my gayatri, and then chant it. Offer obeisances is the spiritual master, chant the gayatri. Offer obeisances again and close. You know? Like that. So as Mukundadatta says, if you have no time to chant the noon gayatri due to work, then chant two gayatris in the morning or two gayatris in the evening, depending on your situation. If somehow another blood falls on the gayatri thread, you have to change it. Like that. Or if you... Ideally, they say that if you went to the bathroom without wrapping it around your ear, then you should change it. The smartest would change it, but some devotees are just not too strict about that. They wash it, their thread with soap and so many things and consider it, you know, like that. But ideally, you should change it. Like that. These are some of the aspects of it. I didn't let you distribute it to other brahmanas because Gayatri mantras are for deity worship and like that. And now you can do worship, you worship any deities you want, you know, in terms of that. But as a person studying Sanskrit, the Shastra should be a deity. That's the more important thing. You may not need your own deities, you know, like that. I personally got married to my deities, you know, to stop me from getting married. And I knew that by doing deity worship, I'd probably have less time to memorize Shastras and sing Bhagavatam. But my mind at that time was not attached enough to Bhagavatam to do it. And I had to have the emotional exchange of having a close personal friend to stop me from getting the friendship of women. So that's why I got my deity. I knew intuitively that his worship would take time, but I thought it is better to worship Krishna for 3-4 hours a day than to take care of some women for 24, you know. That's what I thought. Still, it's my policy. So this is the idea. Now, any other question comes to your mind about the Gayatri?
First about this Balarama Gayatri. Am I supposed to chant it only when I worship Balarama?
Or when you worship Balarama, you chant it when you're... there are two aspects of worshiping it. When you're worshiping the Shilas, Krishna and Balarama, you touch their feet with your thread, and you'll chant the Rama Krishna Jugal Mantra. Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama, Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama, Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama, 12 times. Rama Krishna Jugal. Rama Krishna Jugal Mantra. You know? That's the idea. Jugal means Jugal Kishore. Rama Krishna Jugal Kishore Mantra. Which is Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama, Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama, Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama. I've heard it written but that's the other one. When Radha Krishna together is Shreem Klim Radha Krishna Bhyam Nama. That's Radha Krishna Bhyam Nama. Shreem Klim. You're referring to Shreem is the Bija mantra for Radha, and Klim is the Bija mantra for Krishna. Shreem Klim Radha Krishna Bhyam Nama. And Rama and Krishna, it's Rama Krishna Jugal Kishore Mantra. So it's Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama, because both are Klim. Klim is a male Bija Mantra. So Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama, Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama. You're touching both their feet and referring to both of them.
That's a Bija Mantra.
That's Bija Mantra. Klim is the Bija Mantra. And Rama Krishna is addressing both of them, and Bhyam is two.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Namaha, obeisances, right. So Klim Rama Krishna Bhyam Nama is the Jugal Kishore Bija Mantra. That's when you worship Balarama. When you actually like if you worship deities. Like part of the thing about it is about, like I said, you are going to be one of the exceptional disciples because you're probably going to be closer to my heart than probably any of them will. Because you're going to be doing like I said, Varahadev, digging program. Digging and finding more and more pramanams and sharing to me when you find them, you know, whatever you find. And we'll be memorizing together and hearing chanting together and composing together and composing literature together and considering different merits and demerits of words and, you know, and ideas for writing capacity or not, sharing manuscripts, running around doing this, you know, sharing with other devotees, discussing policies and stuff. You'll be closer to my heart than anyone will, you know, like that. Of course, just like, you know, other disciples may come and stay with us temporarily, you know, like this. But at least you will stay with me from October, you will stay with me forever, literally. In the capacity of a Sanskrit person, you'll stay with me forever. Sometimes I'm going to be separate from you to increase the separation from you by traveling and preaching. And other times, like I said, that when your Sanskrit studies are over, then I want you to study with Bengali, you know, like that. So, and Bhumipati's a good translator. His health is not good. He's probably stopped translating for his health. And I should probably call him up and see how he's doing, you know. But he's a close friend of mine, and he's quite compassionate, so I don't think it's a problem. I'll give you some funds and we'll support you, you know, living with him in order to force you to learn Bengali. And ultimately, you'll learn the script with him and you'll go over with him and you'll probably end up being like speaking Bengali, you know, because in his house, conversation between him and his wife and his children are probably only Bengali, you know? So it's going to force you to learn Bengali by living in a Bengali's house. Mm-hmm. That's the idea of Bengali Vaishnava's house. That's the idea. And ultimately, as much as any Bengali devotees that you know, you should practice it. You know, that's the idea. You'll practice. And if you go to Mayapur, like you said, for the winter months or whatever, or the summer months, then you can practice your Bengali with the Bengali devotees there and practice your Bengali with Vidwan Gurangan like that and practice, you know. Practice makes perfect, like this. And Maitihili, mixed with Maitihili and all that, that depends on... There's a classical Bangla, which is a few characters which are not used in colloquial Bengali, but that's in manuscript form. That you'll have to learn from Vidwan Gurangan more about the classical Bengali, you know? There's a few extra characters which have no more utilization in the colloquial Bengali. So all this is part of our heart, because first we have to work with Tulsi Rani, and part of Tulsi Rani, ultimately, although the Bengali of Hari Bhakta Shuddhadaya, which is not in Sanskrit. I didn't find a Sanskrit manuscript of it. We only find Hari Bhakta Shuddhadaya is mostly Bangla. So I was getting Bhakti Charu's disciples, Angada and a few others. He's a Brahmin from a Brahmin family, Angada, in Ujjain, to help me with that. And there was another Brahmin boy from Bangladesh. I forgot his name, Manohar or something. I forgot his sweet name. Mm-hmm. And he was helping with that Bangla, with the typing of the Bangla and the computer, and he's supposed to send it to me, but he was busy on in charge of a traveling Sangatan party too or something like that, a little bit. And Angada is Bhakti Charumara's personal secretary. Smart boy, sweet boy, got a sweetheart also, you know. So ultimately, you're going to have to be, as you can see now, that things are hitting the fan about many things, you know. So increasingly, you're going to have to become more and more versatile of not only being a pundit, but also in serving me when I'm here. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, perhaps I can have Ujjwala come sometimes for some months, and I can see about bringing Vishal here. But again, Vishal's problem is he's not very good in English, you know, whereas Rama's pretty good.
This can be fixed.
Huh?
This can be probably fixed.
What, Vishal?
Yeah.
And he's a brahmachari. Vishal is actually a brahmachari at heart. So he could, I think he could probably have less of a problem integrating in the temple than Ram does, you know? Yeah. But we'll have to see about Ram. I don't know. We'll have to see how long he's going to make it, you know? Mm-hmm. And by shooting, he's busy shooting books and stuff. So we'll see. Maybe up to Kartik or something. We'll see. Then I have to think, you know? If I should bring Vishal in the summer, you know, get him a 5-year, where will he get it? He's not going to get a 5-year visa probably in Moscow, I don't think. I don't think
he can take going to Minsk to get visa.
But the thing is, in Minsk, are they strict? Maybe they're only allowed to give Russians visas in Moscow.
I don't know.
Only Belarusians they can get.
I don't think so.
Huh?
Foreigners also are allowed to get visa.
We can see.
Yeah.
I mean, we can try.
I just know that our embassy is very friendly.
Okay, so let Vishal try. If Vishal can get a 5-year visa, maybe then we can have Ram train Vishal a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. in the months, and so Ram can be free from Kartik. Mm. You know? Mm. I've tried and tried and tried and tried. Just doesn't want to surrender. He just doesn't want to integrate. And, you know, and even the minimal 2 hours of seva, you know, 2 hours of